This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Have you noticed an increase in the amount of people starting travel agency businesses on social media lately? They often appear as glamorous side hustle opportunities, promising freedom, flexible working, luxury holidays, and the chance to be your own boss. But growing numbers of people are raising concerns about so-called MLM or multi-level marketing travel agencies and how they recruit new members online. Critics say businesses can rely heavily on social media marketing, aspirational lifestyles, and emotional selling tactics to encourage people to sign up as travel agents, when in reality, the real money may come from recruiting others into the system rather than selling holidays themselves. Cuiva Supel has been speaking out about her views on this and what she describes as the psychological manipulation behind some of these schemes on her social media, and why she believes many people are being sold a dream that doesn't match the reality. Cuiva, welcome to the show. For people unfamiliar with the term, what exactly is an MLM travel agency, and how does the business model actually work?
So you usually see it here on social media, these travel advisor MLMs. So what it actually is a travel platform that you pay to be part of. So usually you pay a joining fee, and then you pay a monthly fee then on top of that as well. The product that you buy is the travel platform. So on that, you get access to discounts and things. So you often see, like, when it's being promoted, oh, you know, you can just book your own travel or book your travel for your friends and that, and you make these discounts. So that's the product piece. But where the money is actually made is through the recruitment. So it's through recruiting people to join is where you make your money. So the vast majority of the money isn't coming from, let's say, the travel side of things. It is from getting other people to join. So you pay your one-off fee to join initially that gets you access to the platform, and then you'll be paying a monthly fee on top of that. The person who recruits you will be taking a percentage of that, and then you recruit people and they'll continue to take percentage, you'll take percentage, and so on and so forth. So that's what an MLM is. You can interchange that product. It may not be travel, it could be a digital product, it could be I've seen it for nutritional products. It kind of doesn't really matter. The product is basically how it differentiates from a pyramid scheme.
Why do you think that these kinds of things have become so popular now on social media? That's the big question, because what you've discussed there is something I'd be vaguely familiar with, and even sure people listening will have seen things like that, whether it is travel related or another type of luxury business or digital business. Yeah. That's very common.
Yeah. So travel MLMs are in a growth phase in Ireland at the moment. They were quite popular in the US, still going on in the US, but the market became saturated over there. So it's kind of in the growth phase at the moment. You're probably seeing a little bit more of it. We're going to be seeing more of it over the next 12 months. But then what will happen is it will fade away. I think, look, MLMs have been around for years with different products in person in our communities. Avon was, I don't know if you remember Avon, that was an MLM. And it used to be kind of like in person, in communities, in, you know, amongst friends. But social media has really amplified that now. And you'll notice a lot of influencers and content creators across social media have started doing this because they have that ready-made audience there who trusts them. I think it works very well on social media because it's aspirational. What you're creating on there is lifestyle content and showing people, oh, you could live like me if you want to sign up to my MLM and I can make money off you.
Okay, this is where you get into the interesting side of this. MLMs in general, not necessarily at all a bad thing, something that has been very, very effective on its own, for sure. What you have concerns about are perhaps psychological manipulation being used in recruitment by some people. What kind of tactics are you referring to there?
So MLMs aren't illegal. Pyramid schemes are illegal, but MLMs aren't illegal. What I don't have a problem with a person joining an MLM. If you know what you're joining, fantastic. Do what you have to do. Make your money. But it's when it's being marketed that you're setting up a travel business, that's where I have an issue, because it's not a travel business. You may make a certain amount of money from the travel business side of it, but the majority of the money, and anyone who's making any significant money, which is a very tiny percentage, are making money from building teams.
Okay, this is, again, we're going to go back to pyramid schemes here, because I want to know, what is the difference exactly between pyramid schemes and MLMs? Because I know they're technically different, like you've just said, but what exactly, where are the similarities coming from?
Yes. So an MLM, you have a product. Mm-hmm. A pyramid scheme, you don't have a product. Okay, so in a pyramid scheme, you're just paying money in, you're recruiting more people, they're also paying money in. They're illegal in this country, but the way around that is by selling a product. So that's where you see these all these different products, like this travel platform, that's the product. You'll see digital products, you see that a lot on social media now, where someone is selling access to a digital product. It's not very obvious what this digital product is, it's kind of ambiguous, but it's kind of like you could change what that product is all the time. Ultimately, it's the recruitment side, but that's kind of, they are the differences. There's a product in an MLM, there's no product in a pyramid scheme. MLM is legal, pyramid scheme isn't legal, but they skirt very close to each other.
Right, I see what you mean. So they can go,
you know what I mean?
They can go very close to the line. That's where the similarities are coming from. Do you think younger people or people struggling financially are particularly vulnerable to being drawn into MLMs and those type of programs?
Absolutely. We are in a cost of living crisis. Everybody wants to be making more money. These travel MLMs makes it appear as if it's easy to make money by just booking travel from your phone. And that's very appealing to people, especially younger people. They do target younger mothers specifically. But I have seen it across the entire age span, like from the younger people the whole way up to appealing to people who are, you know, retiring soon and want to make extra money. So the cost of living, along with the fact that we're in a growth phase of the travel MLMs, it's kind of the perfect melting pot. That's why you're seeing it everywhere all the time.
What are some red flags people should be watching out for then? So
it is that psychologically manipulative language that we kind of mentioned earlier. So you'll see things like people speaking about, oh, financial freedom and being able to work from your phone. And especially, let's say, if people have children, as they be able to spend more time with your children. There was one I had seen actually only about 2 weeks ago where somebody was speaking about the enemy wants you to be poor. They want you to stay poor so they can be in control of you. And the way to solve that is by joining my MLM. Like, I'm here to save you by joining this. So it's really manipulative and really kind of emotive language that's being used. So that'd be one red flag. Second red flag, it's if it's very ambiguous and you kind of can't really figure out from what they're saying what they're actually selling. And that's definitely a massive red flag as well. A sense of urgency as well. So that, like, you'll see in the posts like, oh, I've only 3 places left this week. You had like this brilliant opportunity this far. They would take 100 people in the morning if they could. Do you know what I mean? So the sense of urgency and that, you know, you need to take this opportunity straight away. And that's kind of I suppose, targeting people so that they don't ask too many questions and like they kind of sign up before they realise. That kind of sense of urgency.
What would you say to someone who's listening this evening who's a leader of one of those schemes?
So the people who are leaders of them, I would say, be responsible with your marketing. Look, there's nothing wrong with being a part of an MLM. There's nothing wrong with promoting an MLM and getting people to join it. But I think they should be honest from the offset that you're not making money booking travel. You are making money by recruiting people and building teams.
Okay, so an interesting point in all of that. If people want to hear more from you and your views on all of this, Caoimhe, where can they find you online?
So in my spare time, I create a bit of content on TikTok. So my name is Caoimhe Supeil on TikTok. That's C-A-O-I-M-H-E and S-U-I-P-E-I-L.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening and casting some light on this for us.
No bother. Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio. Oh.